The Black and Orange Podcast is back. Whoop, whoop.
That means that we're like starting.
Is that? Okay.
So we're back, yeah?
Yeah, so the Black and Orange Podcast is back.
Woo!
Woo-hoo.
Woo-hoo.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's not go.
Yes,
okay. All right.
Hi there, and welcome back to the Black and Irish Podcast. I'm Leon, and co-hosting today's episode with me, Kenny, Femi, and Amanda. This time, we're chatting about the big awards. What's up, everyone? We're back! I'm Leon Jopp.
I'm Amanda Addy.
I'm Femi Bancole.
And I'm the new kid on the block, Kenny Olani.
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
It's good to be on the pod.
Yeah, you're very well. Do you know what? You're a super podcaster. Obviously, you've got great experience. So we thought who better from the team to bring on, have chats with us.
I think I was on one of the episodes before anyway.
Right.
Previously, which was a really good one. I can't remember what we were talking about.
If you do say so yourself, it's a really good one.
Probably one of the better ones. But yeah, no, we're back. We're talking about the BIG Awards. But I suppose one thing to say, we're going to be back next year with some brand new episodes, new content. We're going to get some really cool guests on. We're going to have all four of us on the episodes. And yeah, it's just going to be some great stuff from Black and Irish. But today, it's the BIG Awards.
Yep.
So what is the BIG Awards? That is the big question.
The big question.
The big awards that
have become locally known within the team are the Black and Irish Gala Awards. We started them last year in 2021. This is actually my first awards coming up this year, unfortunately, as
here we go again.
Here we go, every year.
Every year, and you will hear it every year. This is the first big awards, all right? I wasn't there last year, unfortunately.
Tell the story.
I woke up on the morning of the first ever big awards, and I was sweating buckets. I was like, oh no. And my girlfriend was like, listen, you're going to have to take a COVID test. And I was like, well, if I take a test, if it's positive, I won't be able to go. And she's like, exactly. I was like, no. So anyways, I took a test. And I mean, straight away, this line was hench. Came out of nowhere. This line was so strong that I was like, Leon. Leon, you've got COVID, bro. So I was like, all right, I'm finished. I immediately burst into tears and was like, no. But anyways, no. So this is actually the inaugural big awards coming up now on the 3rd of December 2022. Because I missed the first, so it didn't happen.
Tell the listeners a little bit about the BIG Awards. Why? I keep calling it the BIG Awards.
Big Awards.
Tell
us a little bit about it. Like, how did it come about? Why are Black and Irish doing it?
Like, it came about, like, we were a little bit on and off as to whether we were going to run it last year because we were in the height of COVID. Like, we had announced that we were going to do it. And basically, it was really up in the air for a long time. But then the place that we wanted to do it, the hotel where we were going to do it, we're like, listen, you can actually do it this year. We'll be able to run it. So we were like, cool. Okay, we'll go ahead with it. How it came about was, as a team, we noticed how much talent is in our community and how sometimes it just goes unrecognized and how people can go through from year to year, from year the start of the year till the end of the year without having their work and their creativity recognized and uplifted and just, you know, talked about. So we decided to pull together an award ceremony to celebrate people in our community and make sure that their work is recognized.
I think we had a short period
to
put it together.
It was five weeks.
Of my life.
it was nuts.
Yeah. So intense.
One thing I want to be a big shout out to Fiona, our events coordinator.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, shout out Fiona.
Because she's superstar. Yeah, without her, I don't think
any of this would happen.
No, it doesn't happen.
If you ever wanted like a representation of like, you know, if you believe you can achieve, that was those 5 weeks last year. Because we pulled it out of the bag. Minute. It was absolutely crazy.
And actually a question, where did the name come from?
Oh.
We're going to have this conversation now.
We were like, right, what will we call it? Will we call it like, you know, community awards? Will we call it like Black Irish award ceremony, etc.? And like there was loads of iterations thrown about. And Pierre, our wonderful...
look at the hurt in his face just saying that.
Because I wanted to come up... the thing is, right? I had suggested loads of names and all of you were like, nah, that's a crap
name.
We're
all dead.
And I was, you know, like, I'm like a child with rejection. Can't hack it. I was so hurt. So anyways, Pierre comes out of nowhere. He's like, what about the big awards? As in like Black Irish Gala Awards? and Ollie's just latched onto it. And I was sitting in the background like,
like, no. It's like the one tear.
The one like, little, yeah, little tear. Shit. So I was like, yeah, okay, yeah, sounds all right. But deep down, I was like, oh, I wanted to name it. But anyways, no, it actually turned out to be like really, really catchy because it got on really quickly, firstly within the team. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we started pushing it out, like everyone really caught on to it. And it was like, you know, there was a lot of discourse in the community about it. So that's how the name came about.
For me personally, I love the name and it's just so catchy. And like, even just the hashtag, it's just like, oh,
big
and
awards.
The fact it's big, I was like,
yeah, big awards. Yeah, big.
That's what we want. And I suppose moving on to this year, and when is it on?
They're going ahead tomorrow, 3rd of December.
3rd of December. Where is it on?
It's on in the Radisson Blue in St. Helens.
Damn.
Just down the road from the RT Studios.
We're going levels this year.
We're going bougie this year.
We're going to talk about the categories in a little bit.
Yeah.
And about some of the people in it. I know we left it to the public this year, like the whole thing to the public. So why was that? Like,
last year we had basically sat down and said, well, we're only 5 weeks out. We don't have the amount of time that we would like. So let's pick the initial shortlisted nominees and then we'll go to the public for voting. That obviously kicked up a little bit of a storm last year and some people were very like naturally upset that they might have been left out and stuff like that. So this year we wanted to give everyone the opportunity to be put forward for awards. Then we had the shortlisting period and then we had the final voting period. So in the nominations period, we had everyone write in names that they thought of people that they thought should be nominated for awards.
Yeah.
That ultimately led to very long lists of people. We then had the shortlisting phase, which was everyone had the opportunity to go in and pick their top three. And that was so close. It was crazy. And then we had the voting period. And tomorrow we'll find out who won. We'll find out who's going to be walking home with the awards.
Sounds good. I cannot wait to find out who's winning. Femi and Amanda, like, I know we've all been through the process and we've all been on the meetings and stuff like that. But what's one thing you guys learned this time around about doing the voting system that way, going through it? And then, like, the past, what, 3-4 months now planning this? How's that been for you guys?
I think overall quite good. You know, we've like a solid team, so it kind of makes things very easy to kind of like, you know, plan and actually like execute as well. What have I learned? The public can't be trusted.
I'm going to go straight there.
No, obviously, like, you know, there's a whole thing of like being democratic and opening up the floor for everyone to have that opportunity to be put forward. Personally, I just feel like they're just like, maybe like a nice happy medium. Is like, also like potentially another thing, probably that just to take from this year and applying moving forward.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Femi.
Yeah, no, I think just to fall on the other side of yours, you know, my eyes were opened across all the categories to loads of different brands, people, musicians that I never heard of.
Yeah.
And that for me was just amazing. And in a certain way, you know, I know like the majority of us are like based in Dublin, but to me that really opened up the awards to the entire country because we're hearing by people from all over the country, Cork, Galway, Belfast, doing amazing things. I know we like think sometimes we have our pulse and everything, but this, it was like a bit of a humbler. In that sense.
Absolutely.
And like, I remember when we were chatting about the awards this year and planning and figuring out, and that was the big thing. Like, we didn't want to, a lot of the team members were like, we don't want to be the only ones
deciding. Yeah.
Like,
Absolutely.
We don't know everything. We don't know everybody. Mm-hmm. Black people aren't
I knew you were going to say that.
This is the socialite over here obviously knows everybody.
Just on that point, Kenny, I think at the end of the day, it's a massive learning curve for us continually. Mm-hmm. As you said, you know, this is the first year, wink, wink, to be on of the awards. And we will continue to learn and iterate.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, what's most important for us is celebrating the contributions and commitment and the talent of the Black and Irish community in Ireland.
Yeah.
Like, that's the crux of this.
Yeah,
there's always things we can do better. There's it's continually, and we recognize that. But the point is, we're out here doing something that's never been done before in this country and celebrating the people who deserve to be celebrated.
Facts. Absolutely.
That, like, just 1 minute there, that's going to be snippet.
Yeah.
Snippet. whenever someone complains, just, this
just
is what
that.
We're doing. I mean, I know we added some categories this year. Last year we started, how many categories did we have?
We had 10 categories last year.
10 categories.
Yeah. And a couple of them have changed as well, just based on feedback that we had gotten in and, you know, questions that were put to us that really did challenge us that we had to take back, like breakthrough artist of the year, how is it like really defined? How did we choose various pieces like that? Mm. Those are questions that made us sit back and go, okay, well, is this the right award to, you know, to be putting out? There was also a lot of feedback around us missing awards nearly and saying, well, we do this in the community and, you know, why didn't you celebrate this? Now, again, last year was kind of the first year, wink, wink. but, you know, so we weren't obviously going to get everything. We haven't gotten everything right even the second time around.
Of course.
But, and we will continue to do so. But, you know, we do take feedback and we will be able to refine it going forward.
But I think that's something that's part of the Black and Irish way, really, as in we're doing our best. We're trying to sort of platform Black Irish voices and Black Irish people, but like we're not always going to do it correctly.
No,
like,
absolutely.
It's up to the sort of community and the people that like really support us to steer us in the right way sometimes. You know?
Definitely.
So this year we have 15 categories.
Yeah, technically yes, 15. It's a 16. It's going to be 16 awards on the.
Okay, well, you can explain that technically.
Okay.
But let's go through some of the categories.
Yeah. Like first category I have here is Outstanding Contribution to Music Award. And I think the three nominees we have are.
Can I ask a question? Sorry,
yeah,
just before you finish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did this award come up?
Oh, this one's a sticky one.
It's very sticky. Yeah. That's it. There was me and Amanda were butting heads on this.
I'm like,
no.
What do you mean by that?
No, I don't know. Actually, if you want to give your run of accounts and I can give mine.
Okay. I feel like everyone is probably aware, probably the biggest question over the last year is this whole battle of the DJs in Ireland, right? Yes. Obviously, within the Black Irish community, I think the DJs have played like a massive role in, you know, creating vibes and just really holding the scene down, I think, for like all of the events that have kind of happened over the last couple of years, not even just over this year.
Agreed.
So, you know, some kind of recognition for that, I think, was needed.
Mm.
However, for us, the question then became like, okay, how do you quantify who's the best DJ? Because something like that is very subjective.
Yes.
Depending on like, if I'm into heavy metal, obviously my favorite DJ is going to be a DJ that plays that kind of music. So it's like, okay, what do we use to measure this? So then apart from obviously the DJs, there's like people like producers and people that, you know, have contributed to the scene in so many different ways. There's like certain groups that have brought eyes to the scene, for example.
Yeah.
So different things like that. So we felt like the best way to kind of encapsulate all those people that we couldn't really quite put into one category, but still deserve to be recognized was to have this contribution to music award as a whole.
You know, music is a massive conduit to the scene, to the Black scene within Ireland.
Yeah.
So not only are these people creating like great music or create great nights out, it's also kind of like culturing like different spaces for us to interact with each other.
Yeah.
So it's huge for it not just to be, you know, like a DJ of the year category.
Yeah. But
it's more than that.
It's a lot more than that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And we could have done loads of music awards, but we're not. It's not a music award show or a music award kind of event. If one third or half of our awards were based around music, it just wouldn't feel right or fit.
It wouldn't sit well. And I think that was one thing with the team that didn't sit well. We're like, we're not a music award. We're not a music company. We do a lot more than that. Mm-hmm. So no, I hear that. What are the nominees?
We got nominees. We got DJ Jesse. We got Mixed by Simba. And we got Nesto Productions. Yes,
let me tell you something.
Anyway, Nesto, I think within the community is like responsible for like a lot of like the younger artists.
Kenny. I think another one, notable one, is Sports Star of the Year Award. So three nominees there is Israel Olatunde, Kevin Mayo, and Paddy Bacco. So these are people, again, who are like holding records of like certain, you know, of like their different kind of sports in Ireland, breaking down barriers as well across the different sports. One that I think is going to be quite close, actually, is Artist of the Year for the Male.
Oh.
So we got Officer.
That's intense.
We got Plantain Papi.
Yeah.
And we got Cello.
Yeah.
Now,
yikes.
They've all had huge years.
Yeah.
I'm seeing Officer on my screen with the band.
What?
I'm seeing Cello
signed
like,
with Warner.
Warner.
Yeah. All three of them played on main stage of Longitude. All three of them had other headline shows this year. Yeah. All three of them have dropped music.
Yeah.
We've had award breakers with the first drill tape ever in mm-hmm. Irish.
Yeah. Reached the top 10.
Top 10. Reached top 10. That's huge.
Huge.
You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy.
Massive. You know, such a tight category.
No, anyone who wins it, I think, would be deserving of it.
Yeah,
of
course, absolutely. You know what
I
mean? Sure.
I think all three of them have sort of like leveled up in a way.
Mm.
And I think there's always a discussion about, especially artists, about like, do they do enough to deserve awards? Because obviously the scene is still quite small, as people say.
Of course.
But like, just with that, you can see like albums, singles, breaking records,
headline shows. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's definitely something to be recognized.
To celebrate, absolutely. Everyone's doing a madness.
What are the categories that are there? I know there's different genres and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. So another one is like Business of the Year, which is actually...
Can I just like make a quick caveat on that? I just love the fact that all the businesses are actually like, first of all, like female-owned businesses.
That's what I was about to say, but you took the words out of my mouth.
Stolen.
Stolen. But yeah, no, I just love to see that. Love to see that.
Yeah, so the three of them are, you know, Hair by Addy Studios, you know, Click, 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 Shades of Beauty, and Sparkles Cocktail. But yeah, as you said, Amanda, that's fantastic, you know?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
So I'll just run through, again, you know, by the time you guys are listening to this, you probably know the winners of some of these categories already, but I'm going to run through some of the rest of the categories that we have. So we got Podcast of the Year, Creator of the Year, Educator of the Year, Activist of the Year, Personality of the Year, Community Star of the Year, Entrepreneur of the Year, Community Org of the Year. Oh my God, there's a lot. Actor of the Year.
Come on.
Sports Star of the Year, females. And we have Artist of the Year, female as well. And that's it. So that's 16. Brilliant. That's 15. Leon.
We decided that as a team, we want to recognize someone who has contributed massively to the scene, who has done some amazing work that, you know, ultimately needs to be recognized, that we can't have the big awards without having this person recognized. So each year the team gets together and has a chat about, okay, well, who's one person that we want to, you know, show love to. So, You'll find out obviously after the awards.
Tomorrow night.
But we have our person.
Yeah, that'll be lit.
And it's well deserved.
And I suppose with the shortlist, we only had three people in each category, but we had a long list before this.
Absolutely.
And then we had a longer list.
Yeah.
So is there anybody that didn't make the shortlist of the three that you guys want to shout out? That you guys probably personally think. So this is your personal opinion.
Okay.
Here, right. Yeah. No political thing.
Right.
Kenny's gonna get us in trouble on this podcast.
No, I don't mind. I'll speak. Look, I'm just
asking
like
the question.
There's one that stands out to me, like kind of like straight away, and that's Designer Cuts. Afo. Obviously, like he's a barber.
Yeah.
You know, he's had a fantastic year. He's opened up a second shop. He has his mobile barbing, hair cutting unit. I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Barbering
unit. And I'm pretty sure he's cut some hair of some big stars this year as well. Mm. Again, obviously, I'm not very plugged into the scene, but I've seen some blue ticks of people whose hair is cut. So I think he's definitely like a huge shout out for the Business of the Year category, who's just missed out there.
Absolutely. For me, like, it's in the, I think, the female music category.
Yeah.
I think for Soleil, Denise Chyla have had fantastic years both this year. Obviously, Soleil toured at Westlife. Denise did a madness for all the festivals over summer. So I think, like, obviously for the years they've had this year in particular, they've just, like, for me, like, it's been, they've really done a great job.
Yeah.
I recognize.
How about you, Leon? Who's?
Yeah. So for me, there's a couple of people who weren't nominated at all, which, you know, obviously Designer Cuts being one. There's two very big boxers, Gabriel Dawson and Tommy McCarthy, who have both done wonders for Irish boxing. We have Ayuba, obviously, who runs Tall of Vintage as well. Those are some incredible people and organizations.
Okay. One of the questions I have is for people who are at the awards.
Last year.
Sorry, Leon.
Cough.
Yeah, so Amanda.
Literally, cough, cough. That's what he was doing.
Cough, cough, literally.
How was the night? What was the night like? What was the vibe? Any interesting stories?
It was like the best night of my life. Sorry.
I'm not, like, I was.
Nah, y'all are.
It was like top three.
No, Yeah, top.
I didn't expect it from you, Kenny. A2.
And
A2,
it's not
Kenny.
Two or three.
It was a night of like a lot of emotion. Mm. Never forget. No, genuine. I'm sorry, Leon, but I'll never forget.
It was for you.
I remember like get up on that stage and looking at a room filled with pretty much all people of color, all Black and Irish people, who've all just achieved so much. And not just maybe like achieved so much, you know, in that year as such, just over time, who've all contributed so much to the Black and Irish scene, who've all gone through so much. And that for me was like, oh my God, we're all here in the same room. And probably for me anyways, the first time in our lives, celebrating our achievements based solely on the criteria of being Black and Irish. It kind of like almost like, you know, from, you know, some of our other episodes, and we were talking about, you know, our struggles with our identity and the different things we felt growing up. It kind of like broke all those shackles in that moment. It kind of like, I've arrived. I'm Black and I'm Irish. Like I'm fully validated. Yeah. I'm here. Yeah. I'm now. I'm fully, you know, that's what I felt. It was such a great feeling.
Everything Femi said, 110%. Like, it was such a great night. Honestly, the atmosphere in the room, I think it's not something I've ever experienced. And then obviously, like, considering the timing as well, we just obviously come out of like a pandemic. So there's a lot of people that, one, I've never actually even met in person. Yeah. People that I've been like supporting for the last 2 years over Instagram, you know, cheering them on or whatever. Finally being in the room with a lot of those people. And then other people that I haven't seen in like the 2 years or whatever. Yeah. So obviously having everyone back in the same room and celebrating each other. It was great. Mm. It was great. I think like for me as well, like that night, I think solidified why, not just like, okay, why Black and Irish was started, but like the importance of actually having a group like that there.
Of course,
yeah. And it was just like, okay, this is the reason. This is actually why, this is why we're doing what we're doing. Like, this is actually, it's kind of like, it was like seeing the fruits of like a lot of things.
The night itself was fantastic. But I let Amanda. No,
Femi
was a church.
Was very, spitting. Very messy.
Well, what do you, Femi, that's a lie.
As soon Let's as tell he gave truth. His award,
Femi said,
oh,
Femi
is that so?
That's a lie.
Like very, very early on.
Yeah, Guinness 0-0.
And you know when Femi's gone because his voice goes and he starts yelling in your ear. So he's like,
that is true.
And that was the first time I was out with him as well. Like,
I was just happy on life, man. That's what I was.
Yeah, he's a good night out. Just to let you guys know, we are going to be back in January with brand new episodes.
I'm buzzing. I can't
exciting.
Wait.
Exciting. Exciting.
I'm so excited. I mean, for season 1 and 2, we had to record it from home, first of all. I was sitting in a bunk bedroom with a blanket over my head. Mm-hmm. you know, having the producers telling me, listen, you're going to have to turn that mic on because we can't hear you. So I'm really excited to be in studio, and I'm really excited to see the deeper conversations that we're going to be able to have with the new run of episodes.
I'm excited to see where it goes. Season 1 and 2 were great. We got to touch off like a lot of really important topics, but like I think from here we can literally just like fly
interviews with really cool people in the community, in the scene. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have more discussions, well, hopefully more discussions between ourselves, and we're just gonna have a bit of fun.
But I'm really excited because even like today, this is our first time all of us recording together in the same
together,
room.
Yes.
So just actually like having like the real full-on podcast experience, I'm really excited for that.
I mean, like, you are all cool, so I think I could do this on a regular basis.
Here we are.
You can subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or the RTE Radio Player app.